हरे कृष्ण. अ रिस्पेक्टेबल एडिक्शन इज स्टिल एन एडिक्शन. अ रिस्पेक्टेबल एडिक्शन रेफर्स टू सम सेल्फ डिफीटिंग इंडल्जेंस दैट इज रिस्पेक्ट दैट रादर देन बीइंग डिस्प्रूव्ड rather than attracting reproach attracts admiration and respect. So usually addictions, even if they are glamorized in some social circles, for example smoking may be considered cool by some social circles, as maybe drinking may be considered fashionable, contemporary, but still even in those social circles the reality of their consequences cannot be denied. And given this reality of their consequences, that they cause trouble to health, they make one behave stupidly, they make one into a disgrace, into disgraceful behavior, so that kind of indulgence is not approved, that's not considered respectable. So they say that drink but don't get drunk. Now that is very difficult, because the tendency is that when we drink, we want to drink more and more and more, and thus one gets drunk. But still, the point is that there are certain addictions which are considered out and out bad, certain addictions which are considered okay in moderation, and some addictions are actually glamorized. So for example, workaholism. According to statistics, the number of workaholics in the Western world, and even in the Westernized world, they are more than the number of alcoholics. And workaholism is also an addiction, in the sense that just as when a person cannot live without alcohol, that person is alcoholic. Similarly, a person cannot live without work. Now, we are not talking here about not having financial resources and starving because of not having work. No, we are talking here about work becoming one's very work becoming the sole determiner of one's self-worth and self-identity. That is very unfortunate, because our work is a part of who we are. Our work is not who we are. You know, we have our devotion, which is our spiritual connection with God. We have our family, which is our we have our personal life, our social connection with others, and all this is important for us. So if our life is focused unidimensionally on work, then that life becomes very unbalanced, and a person becomes a performing robot who does not get any lasting satisfaction except for the next thrill that comes from the next achievement, the next accolade, the next award, and then the next, and the next. Just as alcoholic craves for the next drink, similarly, workaholic craves for the next kick that comes from work. Now, diligence to work, dedication to work is very good. But no one is recommending laziness. But just as laziness is bad, workaholism at one level seems to be characterized by a lot of busyness. Person is working very hard. But it is also characterized by laziness as regards the things apart from one's work. So one is not ready to spend time and energy and thought in one's spiritual side. One is not ready to spend time and energy thought on one's family side. And in this way, one becomes disproportionate. And Krishna talks about this kind of disproportionate obsession in something, when he says, when he talks about the worker and the work in the mode of ignorance. And then the worker in the mode of ignorance is unidimensionally fixated on one thing, and being fixated thus, this person will endeavor hugely in that one field, but will not be able to see the whole picture, and will not see what results are going to come in the long run, how one's own life is being disrupted, how one's heart is being desertified, being stripped of all other worthy emotions, and how one is becoming more and more lonely in the quest for being popular, which underlies workaholism. One wants to be popular in the sense that one wants to be impress others. Oh, I'm such a hard worker. And the work is the sole sense of identity for a person. So now, moving onwards, what is the solution to this? Firstly, we need to understand that respectability does not change an addiction into something desirable. The addiction is still an addiction. When we recognize that, actually, this is an addiction and it's undesirable, then we can work for rectifying it by turning towards spirituality, getting spiritual wisdom, getting our sense of self-identity and self-worth through meditation, through our devotional connection with God, and thereafter, learning to balance our lives. Thank you. Hare Krishna.